Well, I mean, I think you're spot on, but that goes back to the incentives. Like, one of the choices we made in the early days was we had this number that showed how many people follow you. We decided that number should be big and bold, and anything that's on the page that's big and bold has importance, and those are the things that you want to drive. Was that the right decision at the time? Probably not. If I had to start the service again, I would not emphasize the follower count as much. I would not emphasize the like count as much. I don't think I would even create like in the first place, because it doesn't actually push what we believe now to be the most important thing, which is healthy contribution back to the network and conversation to the network, participation within conversation, learning something from the conversation. Those are not things that we thought of 13 years ago and we believe are extremely important right now. So we have to look at how we display the follower count, how we display retweet count, how we display likes, and just ask the deep question, is this really the number that we want people to drive up? Is this the thing that when you open Twitter, you see that's the thing I need to increase? And I don't believe that's the case right now.
Well, I think we should look at some of the tweets that are coming in from the audience as well.